and his thesaurus was maintained by his family for a generation or two, and what a helpful piece of work it is. And a charge again to you if you came up with the correct answer.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight, or you won't go out Friday night.
Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. You finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat.
Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
Don't you give me no dirty looks. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friends outside,
you ain't got time to take a ride.
Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
Yakety yak, yakety yak.
You damn kids, you come around here, you damn cool kid. Electric guitars, you crunchy granola bars. You damn bliss minis, you diaper heads, messing up the whole damn world. Come around here asking for quarters of the world peace. Smoking that stuff, I don't know, that stuff make you ha-ha weed. Whatever it's damn, it's messing safety pins in your nose. You're just you're messing it all right. It ain't like it used to be, yeah.
That's from the album Dillard, Hart for Dillard, Yakety Yak. Hello to Susie, once again, in Alexandria. And Ralph wanted us to point out something that I had no idea about, which is that Peter Mark Roget was also known for something else. He invented a famous breakfast treat. We've all heard about it before. It's the cinnamon roll.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater presents Monday Night Specials, an opportunity for the community to experience one-act performances and stage readings. Prime Stage Theater's production of How I Learned, What I Learned chronicles the life of Pittsburgh playwright August Wilson. Takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side on January 20th. More details are available at primestage.com.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day is Monday. And once again, the Saturday Light Brigade presents a teen-hosted talk show on civil rights past, present, and future. Tune in from 3 to 6 p.m. this coming Monday, and then we'll have replays running throughout the evening. You'll hear it on youthexpress.org, a service of SLB, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
I know a place you can shop for a hat not too hip, for a shirt with a stain, or a dress with a rip. If perfect's a thing you ain't looking for, you could buy all your clothes at the Goodwill store. They got nightlights from China, old lamps from Peru, hot plates that kinda keep humming at you, electrical razors from 1964. You'll be shocked by what you find at the Goodwill store. Is there something you want? You've been meaning to trash Liberace's recording of Jumpin' Jack Flash. A scooter, a blender, a trumpet, a shawl, all that crap from your ex. You could donate it all. Well, you can't buy me love, the Beatles once said. Take your stuff along when you're dead. But if you give from your heart and your dresser drawer, they can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store. They can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store.
That's new from the Twangtown Paramours here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
A Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn. In every school, every day. A Plus Schools 2024 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about students' achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-plus schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Thank you to Radio Rec, who just sent some information about the forecast for next week from the National Weather Service. Forecast here in Pittsburgh: temperatures on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are forecast to be 5 above, 5 below, and 9 below, respectively. These are the lows for those days. Ricky, we better take the porch furniture in. Maybe wrap up the hoses. And get ready to shovel a lot of cold air. In all seriousness, you'll want to take care of, maybe be sure your furnace filter, if you have a forced air furnace, is up to speed and replaced, and that all is working well, because those are some very cold temperatures. Linda had sent a note yesterday when she answered our pop quiz that it was finally nice to have a warm day. Yesterday felt remarkably warm by comparison. Now it's time for our Brigade charade. Are you ready? This works just like charades, except I have to use some words, since to the best of my knowledge, we still are successfully deploying technology that filters the pictures that otherwise would come into your home as we broadcast. We figured out how to do that with this medium better than anybody else. You still make your own pictures. So the clue, we're looking for a two-syllable word. The clue is figure of speech. Figure of speech. Syllable one, capture red-handed. Capture red-handed. Syllable two, becomes threadbare. Becomes threadbare. The overall clue, again, is figure of speech. Syllable one, capture red-handed. Syllable two, becomes threadbare. Participate by text 412-200-5975 or telephone 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also use instant input at slbradio.org/radio.
I believe in you.
Beneath the deepest snows,
that it knows. You must believe in spring. Just as a tree is sure its leaves will reappear, it knows its emptiness is just a time of year. The frozen mountain's dreams of April's melting streams, how crystal clear it seems. You must believe in spring. You must believe in love and trust it's on its way. Just as the sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May, so things that come.
There is Claudia Schmidt, and You Must Believe in Spring. Do you think you've got the correct answer to this morning's Brigade Charade? If you do, share it now, because we have not had a correct answer yet. Maybe it's too hard. The clue is figure of speech. Figure of speech. Syllable one. Captured red, or capture red-handed. Capture red-handed. Don't think too hard on that one. And remember, spelling does not count. Syllable two, becomes threadbare. Becomes threadbare. It's something that fabric has happening to it as it gets worn out. And put those two syllables together and you will get a certain figure of speech. If you think you have the correct answer, let us know. You can telephone or text us at 412-200-5975 and say, this is my final answer. Or, hey, I've got the right answer. Good luck. You've got the correct answer. Remember, spelling doesn't count in charades, so you've got it. And Brigade Charade is a game that we recently started once again here at SLB. So spelling doesn't count, especially for the second syllable in this week's answer. So, figure of speech, capture red-handed. It's also something done by a football player, typically a receiver, or by the baseball player behind the plate. Syllable two becomes threadbare. You put them together. And you get a figure of speech of sorts. John in Economy Borough. Thank you for coming up with the correct answer. I thought I was in my own little world for a moment. Rare do we have as many stumped brigadiers as we seem to at this moment. Were were you able to come up with it? The first, or the clue we gave you is figure of speech. And the first syllable, we said caught red-handed. The answer to that is catch. Catch. Actually, we said capture red-handed. Caught red-handed would have been very easy. Capture red-handed. The answer is catch. And then becomes threadbare is phrase. F-R-A-Y-S. And you put the two together and you get catch phrase. Catch phrase. And that's the figure of speech we were looking for. Catchphrase. Amy in Uniontown got it. So did Jim in Blackridge and John in Carrick. And I gave you a few catchphrases as examples. Dynamite, as said by J.J. Evans on Good Time, Good Times. Is that your final answer? From Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and Regis Philbin. Here it is, your moments of Zen, Jon Stewart and The Daily Show. There's a lot of catchphrases. Edward R. Murrow had good night and good luck. Sheldon Cooper and the Big Bang Theory had bazinga. And I gave you Henry Winkler's Fonzie character. His catchphrase was simply, "Hey!" Wow, there's a lot of them. I thought of some on my own, but I also found a great list. Hill Street Blues, Sergeant Esterhaus would say, let's be careful out there. And Flo from Alice would say, kiss my grits. And Columbo. Lieutenant Columbo, Peter Falk's great character, would say, just one more thing. Congratulations if you came up with catchphrase. Let us know if there's a favorite of yours that we should add. There's your charge catchphrase. That's what we were looking for. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in about 15 minutes.
People go sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Still, I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't adore.
Far away is an old wooden stage, and a band playing just out of tune in the meadow below. The folks party down by the light of the silvery moon. Ain't that about a good time? And around and around the fire that is leading the weaving bodies to love. What should it be if it shouldn't be fun? Well, she ain't the first, and she ain't the worst, and he ain't the best of the rest. Back and forth is pain and pleasure, love and hate so close together. Loony bin reject on the telephone, obscene calls to the old folks' home. What's wrong if you don't do right? Boy, must play bagpipe or die. Contracting life, oh Dan, oh John. What should it be if it shouldn't be fun? All I am is a hole in the air, surrounded all around by teeth and hair, in which you throw your cook in there. What should it be if it shouldn't be fun? Well, it seems like everything's making me mad. Last night was the most fun we ever had, but it won't go on, and it won't go on. What should it be if it shouldn't be fun? And now it seems compared to last night, nothing, no, nothing, no, nothing seemed right. Why can't we jump up and down all the time? The morning after's so unkind, and it won't go on, and it won't go on. What should it be if it shouldn't be fun?
John Hartford and a tune called 14 Polk Cat Skins on a Chevy Camaro. And Dolly Parton before that, and I Get a Kick Out of You. Catchphrase, the answer to our brigade charade. The word catch for capture red-handed. And the word phrase. Phrase, F-R-A-Y-S. For becomes threadbare. Well done if you came up with it. Our high clue is coming up in a few moments.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater presents Monday Night Specials, an opportunity for the community to experience one-act performances and stage readings. Prime Stage Theater's production of How I Learned, What I Learned chronicles the life of Pittsburgh playwright August Wilson. Takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side on January 20th. More details are available at primestage.com.
That is AJ, who you just heard. AJ is a senior at City High, and he just started as a high school intern here at SLB earlier this month. It's great to have him aboard. If you are a
a teen, or if you know somebody who is, our Youth Media Center has free programs Monday through Thursday, as well as Saturdays. Podcasting, recording, journalism, poetry, and more, all with friendly adult coaches and mentors who will provide teens with the help they need if desired, or just make sure, along with our Youth Advisory Council, that we have a trusted space that you can be part of. More information is available at YMC, Youth Media Center, ymc.slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Larry and Vanessa's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
I want to tell you a story from way back. Truck on down and dig me, Jack. There's Big Mo. Little Mo, four-eyed Mo, no Mo. Look at brother, look at brother, look at brother, he's Mo. Mo, 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 Mo. Who's the greatest band around? Makes the cats jump up and down. Who's the talk of Rhythm Town? Five guys named Mo. When they start to beat it out, everybody jump and shout. Tell me, who do the critics rave about? Five guys named Mo. They came out of nowhere, and that don't mean a thing. They're red high, and you know why when you hear them swing. Highbrow, lowbrow, all agree, they're the best in harmony. I'm telling you, folks, you really ought to see Five guys named Mo.
Jordan at the Saturday Light Brigade and Five Guys Named Mo. Bruce wanted to add a few catchphrases, one of which is "I Carumba" from The Simpsons. You can also add "Dope" or "Excellent." There's actually quite a few in The Simpsons. Lest we forget, eat my shorts from Bart.
Bart had quite a few. Rick writes that the catchphrase is a lot like the musical leitmotif, the theme associated with a character started by Wagner, but used a lot in TV shows. He mentioned Lost. There's a musical theme or memorable melody for each character. That made me think of The Wonder Years, where every time Winnie Cooper, Kevin Arnold's big crush, would appear, you'd hear la 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 la, kind of like the music in his head. Thank you, Ricky, for sending that along. Not, well, I like to think of you as my Ricky too, but I don't mean Ricky who I'm married to. I mean Radio Rick, who is listening in Highland Park. You can never have too many. Our haiku coming up in just a moment.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Jack Benny would say, now cut that out. And Bookum Dano, there are so many catchphrases. We could spend a whole morning just thinking of those. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Our haiku is coming up, 17 syllables leading you to one specific answer. So let's hear how you do with our haiku. This table clearer took his name from a film, not vice versa. This may be a tough one. I must have been in a challenging mood when creating some of these, but I think there's enough there for you to come up with it. This table clearer took his name from a film, not vice versa. If need be, I have an alternative last line that I think would give it away. But let's start with it that way. If you know the answer, 412-200-5975. Better yet, if you think you know the answer, call or text us at that number. And we'll check it together. Once again, this table clearer took his name from a film, not vice versa. Slick Now with a variation on a song you might remember from the 60s.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass by every day, just walk away. Walk away, Renee. You won't see me follow. empty sidewalks on my block are not the same. But you're not to blame.
Slick at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to give you another clue with this morning's high clue. I wrote our high clue earlier this week, and as I thought about it, I said, you know, there might not be enough there to help you narrow it down. So I'm going to change just the last line, I'm going to replace it. And I'm curious if that helps you get it. This table clearer took his nickname from a film with Jackie and Paul. This table clearer took his nickname from a film with Jackie and Paul. Does that help? 412-200-5975. I found it fascinating that he took his nickname from a film, not vice versa, which is why I included that in the clue. But it's a little obscure unless you know the backstory. This table clearer took his nickname from a film with Jackie and Paul. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Ah, I see Donna listening in Murrysville has the correct answer. Well done. The sun is up and we are glad you are. The film is from 1961. And if you're racking your brain to come up with it, the answer might now be right in your pocket. Again, this table clearer took his nickname from a film with Jackie and Paul. Good luck, 412-200-5975.
There's a box down in the basement that's filled up to the brim with artifacts of days gone by and history grown dim. Evidence of people who once lived along the river. They left their tools upon the ground, now the earth becomes the giver. Oh,
reward isn't only in the finding, it's the steps you take each day. Joy isn't always in the things you hold, but in giving back in some small way.
Heidi Mahler with the song Arrowhead here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Now today, January 18th in 1996, Rudolph Wandrin Jr. died. He was 82 years of age, according to most sources. Rudolph Wandrin Jr. And he was known by a number of nicknames, the most famous of which is Minnesota Fats. But what I found fascinating while learning more about him and how he started hustling pool halls when in the military and then going to various places in the country and doing so, is that he took his name from the movie, not the other way around. If you saw the movie The Hustler with Jackie Gleason and Paul Newman, the film known as The Hustler that came out in 1961, you would think that Jackie Gleason was playing a real-life person named Minnesota Fats. But in reality, Rudolph Wandrin took the name Minnesota Fats based on the character portrayed by Jackie Gleason. And the character itself was originally written in a book and then that book went on to be made into a movie. The book was written by Walter Tevis. And you had Fast Eddie, played by Paul Newman, and Minnesota Fats is played by Jackie Gleason. So fascinating. I always thought that that was a movie based in part on Minnesota Fats as a real life character, but in reality it was vice versa. It was Minnesota Fats taking his name from the film. And he insisted that was the case, that the film was actually about him, and he used that as part of the mystique. And he got a lot of people to believe that, because that's what a good hustler is capable of doing. So this table clearer took his nickname from a film, not vice versa, or with Jackie and Paul, and we were looking for Minnesota Fats. I'd commented that racking your brain might help. Find the answer in your pocket might help as well. John and Addie and Easter were able to come up with the correct answer, as did Jim in Blackridge and Bruce in Ingram, John in Economy Borough, Kathy in Tyonesta, Jim in Crafton Heights, Larry in Elwood City, and an answer in verse coming from Mike and Mars, who wrote, "I didn't hear the first clue, but the second tells me that's the answer you are looking for is Minnesota Fats." A charge to you. if you came up with Minnesota Fats.
A pool table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk-line game. I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they sit down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy sitting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil? Well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tank pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bevo, trying out Q-Babs, trying out TaylorMades like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen one fine night. They leave the pool hall, heading for the dance of the armory, libertine men and scarlet women, and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of the jungle, animal instinct, mass hysteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble,
trouble.
Right here in River City,
right,
with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands
for pool. We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children, children gonna have trouble, 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 trouble.
Mothers of River City,
trouble, trouble,
heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bag? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell, and so's your old man. Well, if so, my friends, you got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children, children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15-numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble.
With a T. Gotta rhyme it with P. And that stands for pool.
Robert Preston from The Music Man, now Matt Wetroba.
I went out this morning to catch the early news. The sky was turning gray, my face was turning blue. I could feel my nose hair stiffen as I walked out on the street. I could feel the crunch and crackle of my toes against my feet. But it's not cold, it's just Minnesota magic. Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Don't give up. If we all stick together, we can make it till the springtime when it's warm enough to snow. The sunset in the south, it was too cold in the west. The stars were wearing parkas and the moon had on a vest. Buildings on the street had frostbite on the wood,
Little dog was frozen to the hydrant where he stood. But it's not cold, it's just Minnesota magic. Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Don't give up, if we all stick together, we can make it till the springtime when it's warm enough to snow. Way up in Minnesota, you never see a frown. Faces all are hidden under 20 pounds of down. Sun is frozen solid, the rabbits all wear skis. But anyway you freeze it, it's home sweet home to me. It's not cold, it's just Minnesota magic. Don't mind the weather so the winds don't blow. Don't give up, if we all stick together, we can make it till the springtime when it's warm enough to snow. We can make it till the springtime when it's warm enough to snow.
Minnesota Magic from Matt Wotroba at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Break on through.
other side.
The group Iron Horse break on through to the other side. The Sad Hound is eager to challenge you with a sound coming up in moments. We'll see if you can identify it.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events